Hello? Has arrived. Hello?
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to try and turn.
Has arrived.
Good morning. Is anybody here?
We're here.
Hey there.
Are Hello? You?
Are you the only ones on?
I think so. Loretta and me, anybody else call in and say hi? Did you hear any chimes ring?
No? Maybe Steve turned them off.
Oh, good.
Good morning, it's Betty.
Morning, Betty.
No, no okay. Morning.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get Joanne, so hold on.
How are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay, thanks. I guess we'll wait until Shar comes back. We had spring over the weekend. Now we're back into winter.
Yes, we are.
Has arrived.
Oh, there. Who just came on?
Good morning, I'm guilty.
Oops, we thought that you had plugged up that just arrived stuff because it didn't come in for Betty, but it came in for you.
Oh, that's because it wasn't. How's everybody today?
We're doing okay. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Are you live, Joanne?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an interesting way to put it. It's like when you call, and if you want a live person, press 1. Otherwise, you'll get a dead one.
Well, I'm still in bed. Does that what? Has arrived.
Lucky you. Anybody else want to say hello? Anybody have anything to report? Good, bad, or ugly?
Oh, there was something I thought of that Jenny found. I'm trying to think what the heck it was now. Oh, I know. I've got a note over on my thing. I'll look at it. I won't hold you up here.
Anyone have points or want to talk about what's going easy or what's a little challenging lately? Sometimes once you get into a program, after a couple of weeks, things start to surface that weren't challenges originally because the impetus kind of slows down. Anybody want to talk about any of that?
I'll give you my quick comment here. Danny was talking to one of the people, one of our friends back in North Carolina, and he does screening on shirts for different businesses and embroidery and just a whole bunch of that type of thing. Got a very large business. And he got an order for 600 shirts for a bakery. Over half of them were double X. All of them were into the X's. Over half of them were double X, and some were as high as 6X.
Whoa. Well, over a bakery, what do you expect?
Yeah. Has arrived. No self-control, huh?
Well, you know, that working in a place like that can go one of two ways. I would think you can either eat a lot of it and get sick and say, that's it and I can't do this anymore, or just continue to get bigger. That's got to be something, especially for a certain personality, I would imagine. Somebody else want to say hello? Okay.
Well, 600 T-shirts were a lot of T-shirts for having
people. They must
people.
Give them out as prizes or something. Who can eat the most donuts?
I don't think so. I think, well, maybe they were, yeah, but they couldn't, they wouldn't have been printing them that big for everybody else.
Unless
this
they
had ordered for the employees.
I can't imagine that one little store or one store would have 600 employees, but you never know.
Well, we're talking about a bakery here.
maybe it's their uniform.
Yeah.
It is their uniform, and what Danny just told me, he said it made it very, he had a great difficulty getting them that big because they only make t-shirts as a rule up to a certain size, and 6X was wider than the fabric that they had in stock.
Oh my goodness.
They must eat most of the product they sell. I guess. That's sad.
Has arrived.
It would be interesting to even put a large next to a 6X, you know, put it on top of it to just see the difference in the size. Anyone else want to say hello? Anyone have any comments, questions, thoughts, concerns?
I get up bright and early this morning and did my exercises.
Good for you. Wow, that's phenomenal.
Watched at the beginning of last night really encouraged me to move. Now this afternoon I'll go for a nice walk, and I think the roads are good enough. I can go on the road now.
Well, last week at this time, that was your big challenge, Loretta.
That's right. Yep.
Anyone else have anything else to report like that? Or not necessarily, you know, something you're challenged with?
Whitney has left the conference.
So, am I correct that nobody has anything to say?
What a breakthrough, Nancy.
What? I didn't hear you.
I said, what a breakthrough. No one has anything to say.
Well, you know, it goes in spurts, I've noticed. Some days it's very participant active, and some days not.
Does anybody have any good results with the Vital Balance?
Oh, they are. They're reporting it to me, but I guess they're not on the call this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to take notes on it so I can do a better job on stating it. I was running through my calls quickly yesterday, and so I didn't get it all down. Get them all down.
Every time I listen to Roger Grumman's call, I pick up new things that I haven't been doing. And how important, you know, it is the first 2 weeks not to eat sugar, not to eat fruit, and a lot of carbs.
And if you, the ones you do eat in the grain form should be whole, you know, whole grains, much better than flours, much, much better than something with flour.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do it, you know, sometimes there's something there that's got some flour in it, it probably isn't going to be a huge violation as long as it's way under control, but better without. It's what I'm guessing is the way he said it, whole grains.
That makes sense.
I've only lost 3 or 4 pounds. In 2 weeks, I'm disappointed I haven't lost more.
How much?
About 4.
How about your measurements, Loretta?
They haven't changed.
Okay, they will.
I keep some.
Well, you know what we also have to remember, and this we've talked about for 10 years already on this call, it's not a sprint, it's a journey.
That's right.
If you're in this, what we're doing is reinforcing healthy habits for a lifetime, and the scale is just a number. Yes, it gets discouraging to see it not moving quicker, but we didn't get here overnight either. And if we can instill in our, and it's really, it all, in fact, I think it was Dr. Amen that I saw on Oz last week, who is a psychiatrist who has done an enormous amount of research on the brain. And I think it was he who said, when they do gastric bypass, they're doing surgery on the wrong organ.
Has arrived.
And I thought that was really a profound comment. Because it all starts in the brain anyway.
Wow, yes.
So.
And you know, Nancy, I think what Loretta said too, in re-listening to what Roger says, some of those points, it's fine-tuning those points to make sure that we've really, you know, we're...
Has left the conference.
And be just a little bit more structured. And I think that, I know that we can still work on ours.
Well, is anybody ever going to be perfect? No. Does anybody ever want to be perfect? No. But...
Well, we're long from being anywhere near that. I'm just admitting to that we can do a whole lot better by what we're putting in there. So,
and again, it's one step at a time. Now, there's a big gap between perfect and where the average person probably is.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, striving for perfection is a different kind of personality than I want to be, but that's besides the point. Anyway, good comments, Loretta, and you know, it's the kind of thing that we just have to stick with it because this is how we want to live. So, hopefully that will help you. Anybody else have any more comments or questions? I think I mentioned that I went to a thing last week on stress management at a nursing home, actually, and the room was packed, and it turned out to be the same integrational medicine doctor that I had heard the week before when I went with Mindy to hear her, but I had signed up for this one way before anyway, and just a couple of notes that I took. Anybody have any idea how many breaths we take a day?
No.
I mean, this number just really floored me. Between 15 and 17,000 breaths a day.
Wow.
Yeah. And if you want to relax your body, she went through several techniques for relaxing your body. First of which is she had us take a deep breath in, and I forget whether she counted to five or whatever the number was, and exhale to two or three more than you inhale. And by exhaling longer than your inhale, it's a signal to your body to relax. And she gave an example of waking up an hour and a half before she normally does. I think she woke up at 4 and she normally gets up at 5:30. And she decided, you know, I can either lay here and toss and turn and not do anything, or get up, or relax my body and go back to sleep. And so she did the breathing before she knew it, she was sound asleep again. So, you know, it's there are many times, even during the day, when we could be using that technique, or certainly to go to sleep, or if we wake up and the mind starts going. If you inhale, say, to 5 and exhale to 7 or 8, you probably won't have to do it very many times before you're gone. Another way of reducing stress is to live mindfully. We've talked about this as far as eating, but she said be in the present. Also using affirmations. And she says, and this is something I learned many years ago, in the 70s actually, say it as if it's already yours. It's not that I'm going to get rid of this fat. It's already accomplished. Because your body doesn't know what going to means. But if you tell your body it's already yours, your body starts acting like that. optimal, and you can have optimal health either with or without the presence of disease. And I don't have any notes under that, and I don't specifically remember what that was about. And she says, you know, stress is really not bad. It's what we do with it that's important. How do we handle it? You know, unfortunately, nobody can live in this world without stress. But, and I've said this a long time too, how we handle it is what's important for our body. And she also mentioned using meditation and guided imagery, which she took us through each of those, which can be profoundly. We talked about this a little bit on the call last week, I think. So many sports figures, golfers, visualize their motions of how they swing the golf club. And their body doesn't know whether they're actually doing it or not. So during the day, visualize yourself choosing healthy foods, living a healthy lifestyle. Visualize yourself exercising, moving your body more. Choosing if you have a choice between something that's healthy for your body and something that's not. Just visualize yourself with a smile, gleefully choosing the healthier option. And I think you'll be amazed at sometimes the effect this can have on your body and the mind, what you've been, you know, training your mind to do. Anybody have any thoughts or questions about that?
It's hard to hear you. There's something in the background that's interfering.
Has arrived.
Didn't hear anything. Is this better?
It's
Is there something you
now.
Need me to repeat?
No, it was just hard to hear you.
I'm sorry. I will try to talk louder.
It's clear now. No, there was something like, I don't know what was going on, something in the background. Somebody had something on.
Okay, well, if it happens again, but you can't hear me, let me know, please. I cut something out about washing your greens. According to CDC, leafy greens are responsible for 22% of food-borne illnesses in the U.S., more than any other food. Other big offenders are dairy products with 14%, fruits and nuts with 12%, and poultry with 10%. To help prevent the spread of germs, wash your produce, such as lettuce, before eating. Well, that's a no-brainer anyway, but yeah. That's a high percentage
Hello?
Of... What? Did you say something, Loretta? Okay. Anybody ever try red quinoa?
Yes, I've had it.
How do you like it compared to the other?
I don't see much difference in it at all, other than the fact that it makes, depending on what kind of a salad or whatever you're making, it makes it prettier.
Okay.
I've had it too. I don't remember what I put it in, to be honest with you. It's been quite some time ago. I have to try it again. I've got some more here to do. Because I had one person tell me, oh, they'd never buy the other after using that, and I didn't see that much difference. It didn't jump out at me anyway, so.
Right.
I have a thing that I cut out, and it's from the Trader Joe's little magazine that we get occasionally. And it says, red quinoa is a sibling of the more common white quinoa, and while its flavor is pretty much the same, it is, in fact, richer in both fiber and protein than white quinoa. been around for 5,000 years. So it's higher in protein and fiber, which is certainly positive.
It's definitely not as common. It's about over double the price of the other, I know.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
There was a shortage last year. Maybe that was part of it. And they're saying now that the shortage seems to be over. You can combine it with black beans, corn, avocado, and a bit of freshly squeezed lime juice for a quick, light, satisfying salad. 6 ounces, they're selling 16 ounces for $3.99. That's probably more than the regular, I guess.
Yeah, and the white is a dollar something
okay.
A pound.
Well, I guess for a change once in a while, maybe it's good.
There you go.
Yeah, or when you're having company.
dish specifically calls for it.
Yeah. I would imagine you could use either since they have the same taste. I do like the idea that it's higher in fiber, though.
Yes.
Turn down the burn, and I thought of Joanne when I read this. Esophageal cancer cases rose sixfold between 1975 and 2001, but managing acid reflux can help reduce your risk. Chronic reflux can lead to a condition called Barrett's esophagus, and those diagnosed with this syndrome are more likely to develop esophageal cancer. Ask your doc about a lifestyle and dietary changes, like cutting down on spicy foods, that may help reduce reflux and heartburn. So, FYI. Anybody watch Oz yesterday with on antibiotics?
No, I didn't get to see it.
You know, they've been talking about this for at least several years, how overuse of antibiotics is causing these superbugs, and now all of a sudden we seem to be in fact, England says that there's a definite dire emergency there to stop it. Bless you. Stop doing it. And so, I mean, it's become an epidemic, and what I didn't realize before, there are three kinds of bacteria in the gut. The good, the bad, and what I'm calling, which he did not, the ugly, which is the superbug, is a bacteria. And the way he described it is when you take an antibiotic, it kills, and we know this, that it kills the good and the bad, but it allows the other ones, the superbug ones, to take over. And since the good ones are not there to get rid of the superbugs, that's how it keeps going. One of the things which I know that Mindy is very good with this when Marty has had to take an antibiotic after a surgery or something, to take yogurt with it because of the probiotics that are in there. Or you could take it just as another tablet. But interestingly, here's 70% is the proportion of sore throat patients who receive antibiotics, though only 20% actually have a bacteria-caused strep throat. New guidelines advise that doctors test to confirm strep before they prescribe antibiotics. And he blames both patients and docs. Docs who say you need to take this antibiotic for 2 weeks, when actually after a week the patient is feeling 100% better, they should stop. They shouldn't stop without talking to their doc. But they don't, it's just been an arbitrary figure of how long you need to take the antibiotic. And what's going to happen if this continues to flourish the way it is, we're going to see people dying from diseases that now and 10 years ago antibiotics took care of, and they're not going to do it anymore.
Clay has arrived.
No new antibiotic has come out since like the 70s, and normally a new one would come out to combat to keep up with it, and it's not happening now, so it's pretty scary. So, anyway, anybody have any comments about, stop asking for antibiotics. You don't need them usually.
Nancy, I know a way just came on because I heard her on my caller. And I know she's got a great testimony on weight loss.
Hello? Go ahead, you're on.
Yeah, hi. I had a lady, my mother, my friend's mother, who had lots of health issues. After she was hospitalized, she was putting on a whole bunch of medication, blood pressure, everything and all you can think of, and it caused her so much side effects, constant coughing, but she's also have a lot of pain and very overweight. So, long story short, she barely could walk up to my 3-step floor. I had very few little steps that day, a lot of pain after a rollout, Palmag and all, and water, suggested what you need to be on. So I sent her home with a can of shake, 3 gallons of water, and a pair of mag steps. In 2 weeks, she was able to lose 15 pounds, took herself off all the medication. I didn't say anything. She took herself off all the medication, just to stay on the vital, which I suggested just keep on there. I would not take that immediately off. But she's walking, and she's feeling great, and yeah, so I just magnetized her knee and put everything on her, and she, yeah, just 15 pounds, and just on a shake from just like shyly of 1 meal a day. So the water and the shake has sound tremendous, and so yeah, so she did go with us to Rick Murphy, and she's 73, and she's very excited. Isn't that something? That's really awesome.
That is amazing.
Yeah, so because I told her what we have, and, you know, as far as having to pay one month, obviously, and whatever I can work with, and I just work with that, and yeah, so I just got the water system, and just, oh my gosh, that two items alone, I'm moving like crazy, shake, and a water bottle, if they cannot have a water, the whole system, get the water bottle, and... No, that's $60 there. They can start $160. Yes, they can. So, you know, just get them on something, especially the water is just huge. Yeah, people are shy because they're looking all this big ticket and I can't do anything. I just do something somewhere.
That's a good reminder about the water, too, Wei. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, another thing that we could do and offer here is, and I would help with that, and I know several of the others could do that also that are facilitating the call. Probably any one of us could do it that's facilitating the call, and that is if, when people aren't seeing the result that they want, the only other thing I can think of is on their journaling, if they will write down the times and what they're eating, be a little bit more careful about doing that, the journaling, we could individually offer assistance in having, in going over those personally with the people on the line. I don't want to see people not having results.
Right,
I know
right.
that it is there. Pardon?
Right. And one gal I had, I told Char, she had really full-blown candida, suffering. She's been like 4 or 5 hundred dollars a month being naturopath every single month, tried to get under control for a long time. And the water was a huge and the shake. But the moment she ran out of the water, she went bloating really bad. And she just had a full case, just full-blown. But she's on her second canister shake and the water, so she's getting the water bottle for now, but she bought the Kenyan machine. That's a $4,000 unit that she could not hook up, so she's... so, she's temporary thing somewhere she couldn't hook up. So, I mean, that's a 4,000 unit sitting there, but she just noticed a huge difference just on the water and the shake. That she could do without having issues. She just, I have never seen anyone so bad with full-blown of candida.
Mm. And, you know, we overlook some of those things, and I didn't even think about that way because I remember you talking to me about it, but that is a key factor in seeing some of these things come about in different people. And it doesn't take a huge adjustment. It's knowing what it is and being able to identify, you know, once in a while, a situation that is an exception to the rule that throws everything out of control and it doesn't get the level of results. So, and I've had that same one in the past, so.
Right. She knows exactly what she's not supposed to have, sugar, a lot of food stuff. But I told her 10 servings of probiotic, you know, yogurt in one of these servings. And she's spending over $100 on probiotics, so she knows that very well, about probiotics. But speaking of which, you guys should be refrigerating your container, because the more I learn about this stuff, it needs to be refrigerated in a cool place for those probiotics that we have in there to be active. So we don't want it to have somewhere that will be warm. So just a thought, because there's another company that's selling just probiotic and, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But so I thought I'd suggest that to everyone, put it in the, you know, when you have the shake, put it in the cool container, cool area or the refrigerator.
You mean after it's shaken up or the canister?
I would just put the canister because it's still alive, you know, you don't want to put it somewhere that's likely to be warm. So, you know,
That's a really, really, really good comment, especially when we're going into the warmer weather.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, yeah. So, yeah. So, for it to be, you know, active and stuff, and you wonder why. But, yeah. So, I'm putting my daughter on it, both probiotic and everything else, the medicine. She had eczema severely, and I'm going through the root cause of it, and she's so determined. She's 7 years old. She's reading label, and I want to go to the root cause of this, Mom. I'm sick and tired of this. So I'm just taking off certain stuff and just kind of working on it, and, yeah, so it's a lot to do with the digestion and everything else, too, and, but I also put the gals on the digestion as well.
Monty?
Has left the conference.
Great information, Wade. Thank you. Anybody else have any final thoughts? Because we are at the bottom of the hour. And I want to keep the call the way it's supposed to be. Glad that we had that. Testimonial is amazing, and it's certainly something to share with others. So I appreciate everybody's participation, and the amount of time that we each devote to this call each week is just wonderful for all of us, and the information that we share with others just helps all of us and anybody else who listens into the recording. So thanks, everybody, for being here and for continuing to be here. And have a good day, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you. So,
you're welcome.
Thank you, Nancy.
Yeah, thank you, Nancy.
Stop before you hang up, this is Wade.
Yes.
Yeah, I sent up a email, and you know how it's talking about oil washing and oil pulling?
Yeah.
One of the girls did a great YouTube and very clear explanation of that. I emailed you too, and she did a good job in explaining how to utilize it, and that should be one of your morning regimes.
Are you doing that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I watched that yesterday. It was very different.
Yep.
I sent it down to the people on my list. I don't know if Char has or not.
Yeah.
I have not.
It's an ancient remedy, but it's like my husband even told me when he was growing up, that's what he does too. I mean, I remind him, well, I did so when I was growing up, and so what are you doing now? You know, with coconut oil. But yes, so
mine is solid now because it's winter here, and she said
your mouth
will melt.
It will melt. Just a stick in the mouth and sit in the garbage can.
Right, right. Which is a great idea because it's not good for your garbage disposal.
Yes, and then follow it up with the lemon juice hot water, right? Warm water.
I just said water. I saw that you had added that, which I like better, yeah.
Yes. You need a salt and thing like this to do a better cleaning than that. And then you can have your morning water and your lemon juice in the water, and then you can have your shake. I mean, when you think of it, it doesn't take, you know, you can put that in your mouth and do that and start doing your morning routine.
It sounds like you would do it before you brush your teeth, right?
Yes.
Okay.
First thing. So, yeah, that's a thought. All right, I'll join you too on Thursday and Friday.
Okay. Has left the conference.
Thanks, Wei. You're wealth of information.
All right, thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.